On the main complex, we have three very large buildings that are all around 200,000 square feet, plus the missile and space gallery, which is in a kind of a round cylindrical building. And then over on the main base, we have another large hangar, which has our presidential aircraft and our research and development aircraft. And then we have our buildings where we do the restoration work and our exhibit work. Now, those aren't open to the public, generally speaking, but bottom line is we already have about 1 million square feet, and, of course, the fourth building will add to an already marvelous facility.
So what kinds of displays will be in the new building once it gets built and open?
Well, the new building will have three major components to it. The first one will be the space gallery. Now, in there, we're going to have the space shuttle display, which will be the crew compartment trainer that's coming to us from Texas, plus some other components of the space shuttle that we're in the process of getting on contract to be built and then installed in that building. And we're going to have a Titan IV launch vehicle, which was used to launch satellite payloads into space, and some other space-related exhibits. So that's about one-third of that building, the new space gallery. A second third of the building will be the presidential aircraft, which are currently over on the main base, but inside the guarded area on base. So by bringing them over here, that means that these airplanes, and they're very popular displays, they will be open to the general public, and it will be much easier for the general public to access those airplanes and walk through them and so on. And then the last part of the building will be what we call the Global Reach Gallery. Now, that means big airplanes. So eventually, we will have in there a C-5, which is the largest airplane that the Air Force operates, a C-141, a C-130, a KC-135 tanker, and some other, a few small ones.
Now, if all the environmental things go correctly and you can build the building when you want to build it, how soon will it be open for the public to view?
Well, we expect that it would initially be opened in 2015.
How much will the new building cost and who's paying for it?
The current cost estimate for the new building is $47 million, and all the funds are being raised by the Air Force Museum Foundation, which is a 501c3, a nonprofit entity. And all the funds that will go into construction of the building are raised by the foundation, so it's all private money. And then the Air Force, after the building is open, will pick up the cost of the utilities.
Among the presidential aircraft that will be on display in the new Building 4 at the museum will be the Air Force One that flew President Kennedy and the First Lady to Dallas in November 1963. Lyndon Johnson took the oath of office as president aboard that same Boeing 707, which also flew JFK's body back to Washington. I'm Steve Hirschberg.